It's been labelled a wake-up call for the mining industry. New research showing younger Australians aren't considering a career in the resources sector and don't even know very much about how it all works. While some organisations are working with students to promote mining jobs, there's a consensus within the industry that more needs to be done. Jonathan Hare reports.
It's the Hector Show with Hector and Gabby from DBCT.
He's a human-sized lump of coal, dressed in high-vis and a hard hat, from the Dalrymple Bay Coal Terminal in central Queensland. Hector the mascot teaches children about a range of topics, like safety and cooking.
Here are some key points to keep in mind to make sure that you are being cyber safe.
This is one way the mining industry reaches out to young people. But according to new research, the sector needs to do more if it wants a workforce in the future.
The research that we commissioned was to try and understand the perceptions of young people in Australia and their hesitance or otherwise to join the mining industry.
That's Gavin Lind, the Director of Workforce Skills at the Minerals Council of Australia. It had a research agency talk to more than 1,000 students aged between 15 and 20. And what it found has the industry worried.
What we found with that survey was that there is somewhat of a low consideration of a career in mining, which is driven by a lack of knowledge of the industry itself, saying they've never thought about joining the industry or I don't know much about the industry.
If the industry doesn't act on this, is it running the risk that in 20 years its workforce will evaporate?
Oh, that's a bit dramatic, but I would say that we'd have a challenge in finding the right skill base to participate in the industry. We're already seeing in the professional pipeline, particularly through graduates through the university sector in the engineering disciplines, they have decreased dramatically over the last few years. So I do think that the challenge for the industry here is to reverse that trend or to think about how it's going to engage youngsters.
In some respects, the industry is doing something, in one state at least. The Queensland Minerals and Energy Academy is an initiative run by the Queensland Resources Council and the state government. Dan Ray is a project manager with the Academy.
A lot of our focus in our programs in the younger years is around that STEM, science, technology, engineering and maths education more broadly with the resource sector context, but we just try to get the kids interested in those kind of pathways. And then as we work with the upper levels and they're starting to make decisions about post-school pathways, we really get the industry guys into the classroom.
Dan Ray says there's also a country-city divide between how young people view the industry.
The feedback from the students is quite interesting. Obviously, it depends where they are from. Some of those that grow up in those mining communities have, you know, family and friends that work in the industry, so they have a bit more of an idea. I definitely think that the city students have very low understanding of what happens on a site and what different jobs do. I think if you ask even sort of senior students, you know, what does a mining engineer do, they would be scratching their heads.
The Minerals Council's Gavin Lind says the research should serve as a wake-up call to the industry.
It certainly should, it certainly does, and we're taking this challenge very seriously in how we turn this around.
That's Gavin Lind from the Minerals Council of Australia speaking with The World Today's Jonathan Hare.